What's up, 1515 Air proudly presents the Rundown, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I was way off, I think, last week when I said this is episode 7 or 8, because this is episode 13. I didn't even know. I was hoping that we was going to get a break next week because of the VMA. No, Movie Awards, not the VMAs. But of course, there's an episode next week.
I thought the Movie Awards come on like Sunday.
No, they moved it to Monday with Tiffany Houston, and it's going to be at 8. But you know how Viacom be throwing it on every channel? So I thought maybe they might still do that, but I thought they'll do it for the pre-show as well. But then it doesn't look like that's going to happen. All right, so episode 13, Cowgirls Gone Wild, which is probably a play.
Perfect name.
Yeah.
For this episode.
A play on, what was that, Girls Gone Wild, that video, and the dude got in trouble because those girls were underage. That shut this whole little thing down. All right. We start off.
Yeah, that's what happened to them Girls Gone Wild videos, huh? Said them things was hot for like a good minute.
Boy, and just, boy. When the Girls Gone Wild commercial came on, that was your way of saying, I need to take my ass to sleep, because they only came on late.
It was past your bedtime.
Had the little tropical music. Ding, 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 ding. All
the
right.
Girls was flashing the screen.
Yeah, flashing titties and kissing each other. And the dude's like, I got to get the monies. I own the only two black ones. I lost them. But I own the only two ones that had black women in it. One was at Daytona Beach, and I forgot where the other one was at. But yeah, I was like, I don't want to see the white girls. You see that every day. We kick off with mimosas with Brittany, Tiara, and Jasmine is still in town.
I
would have thought she would have left after that.
At least,
drudging.
You know, I was so proud to hear her admit that Rashida read her.
Yeah, she felt humiliated.
Humiliated.
And she said her goal was to just, you know, get Cannon's family in his life.
I just don't get why you think you need to talk to Rashida for that.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. You know, at all. They let Brittany know what happened, even though Brittany is 100% Team Jasmine. I don't understand what was her, whatever. And Tiara,
why is Brittany 100% Team Jasmine though?
I have no idea. Tiara thinks Jasmine's a good person.
She probably is. But she just did some dumb shit.
Was it Brittany or Tiara who said, yo, did you tell Rashida that Kirk was already there from the beginning and he left when Rashida found out? She didn't have time for all that. She just stood there and took her medicine.
You know what? Because it's like, how do you throw that in there? Like, you're going to be like, but Rashida, why you coming at me? Kirk got some parts of this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you even get that in there?
Yeah, there was no way. And I felt she came off better just sitting there taking all that. Just like, all right, whatever. You got to get this off. I'm going to let you get this off. And I think what happened, Brittany wanted to show the girls the town, but Jasmine just wanted to see her baby. So I was confused. Is Cannon in Texas or she heading back to Atlanta?
I think she was saying she was heading back to Atlanta.
All right. I don't know about you, but this episode kind of felt reunion-ish. In a way of the way the scenes were broken up, and a lot of, you know, when we do the reunion, we said, all right, first we had Stevie and Jocelyn talking, and then Bob. And it was a lot of one-on-one situations and fights and whatnot. So I thought this episode might be a little short one for us, but we'll see. So we get ready for this field trip, and I saw these buses, and the buses look nice. They went all
out. You know why that whole thing was dumb? So y'all decided to wait an extra 4 hours when y'all all could have just got on that one bus.
Yo, all right. I thought the same thing. You know, I didn't even think this. This is what I thought. So they're separate buses. Rashida wanted to keep the peace. I think Sean, Carly, Jock, Estelita, Mina, and Melissa and Spice were on one, and then the rest were on the other, right? I'm not reading all those names. The one Rashida was on had a blowout, and they had to wait for this other bus to come. And in between that time, they jumped on IG or whatever. And I said, why does the other bus have to sit and chill? Why can't we just go ahead?
Why can't we just head out? But also, why couldn't we all just gotten on the bus? So instead, now they said it took them a whole 8 hours to get there when it was a 4-hour trip.
Yeah, so, it took
we just
4 hours.
Waited for absolutely no reason because you didn't want to put Tokyo and
Spice on the same bus.
Like, y'all just gonna keep it cute until we get to our destination.
I wonder if it was a security thing. If security says, if you guys, we don't have enough people. You know how bus, because regardless of the situation, maybe the bus company says, this can only fit this many people. So there's like, all right, we can
how
put six.
How many buses you know fit 5 people?
No, because you still think you got security and you got camera people. Would that count in those people? So maybe with everybody, and maybe you, if you have it where, well, if we got 6 people, we have to have 2 security for every 3, for every person. I mean, well, divided. I mean, you got to have 3 for 6. And maybe with 12, they have to have 6. And all those people, can that fit on the one bus? Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Where they hadn't all these people on this bus? Behind the cameraman who be at the front of the bus?
I have no idea. But I'm trying to make some sense out of it.
Stop.
Listen, either y'all hopped on the same bus or we going to go ahead and this bus going to come back around and get you. Because it was the same amount of time. Like,
facts.
All right. Let's see. Shout out to Tokyo. She was not afraid to make fun of herself. She said she is not going to be riding a horse. Carly and Sean. All right. Maybe you've seen this a lot. I have not seen this in real life. I don't mean you've seen it a lot. Maybe you have seen this. I don't want to put you like you got some bad friends. I'm always uncomfortable when men start wilding out with women. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't tell me shit. I'm like, chill out. Sean kicked it off, but we going to get to BK later. But Sean was just like, you ain't invite me, so shut the fuck up. I'm like, I ain't got to go to that level. I could just ignore you. I promise you I can. It's cool. Whatever. We'll get through this.
He had to be like at his wit's end. I feel like that's the only time men really, really go off is like they tired. Because like, Cardi kicked, like, you ain't even have to say that. You ain't have to say shit.
She didn't.
You wanted a reaction. You can't want a reaction and then be mad about the reaction.
It was a strange thing because they had their back and forth was, he don't like to have fun. And then he says, well, we just like different stuff. And then she's like, well, if you don't like the energy, you know, you can leave. And he said, you didn't invite me. Y'all broken up. We can just be quiet. Honestly, obviously it didn't work. So yeah, we like different stuff.
And I just think it's amazing how she could just go so ham on a dude when she just a month ago was all head over heels in love with a nigga. Like,
oh, he asked about my daddy and blah, 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 and he's so special and we want a ring. And
she want to marry everybody.
Everybody. All right. So, yeah, we already talked about them waiting on the bus. Took 8 hours to get to the Silver Spur Ranch and it smelled. Then they got there, right? And their keys were in an envelope. And you had to find your room.
It was a scavenger hunt.
See, I'm not finding my own. Man, bro, give me my room.
And you know what? And I was like, this would have been cute if we was here 4 hours ago. But after that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if we would have got here on time, we probably wouldn't be so tired, so irritated. Like, okay, let's play this game. After 8 hours of travel time, I want to go to bed.
Yeah,
I just don't
want to
do
room.
This with you.
Yeah, and I think Sean and BK were two who I said I was going to be on that bus. They put their head to that window and fell asleep because I thought about that when it was daytime. So the next morning, we find that Kirk and Rashida slept in the same room, but not in the same bed. Why did Kirk get the bigger bed?
I was wondering that.
I was like, bro, you get on the bottom bunk. Why not?
Why is it a room with a big ass bed and 2 bunks? And I feel like that was the wrong room for them to even be in.
It was. I said, this room doesn't make any sense.
I felt like that room should have been like Sierra, Tokyo, and I was going to say Carly, but Tokyo ain't really fucking with her at the moment. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but you know what? It kind of makes sense because Tokyo could have been in the bigger bed. She's a big girl. What did her bedroom look like? Where did y'all sit her at? So
somebody got to be rooming up with somebody.
Yeah.
You ain't got 12 rooms.
Yeah, because Jack was in a room by himself. Who else was in a room? Erica Minna have a room by herself? They showed a few people, but you're right. You would have thought that everybody would have been 2
Everybody
to 2.
Got a Where did Sierra sleep?
Yeah, where did she sleep? So they woke up in the morning, Kirk and Rashida, and they talked about Jasmine. And shout out to Rashida. She said this in her talking head these are her words, but I understand. She said Kirk should have her on a leash. But like I said last week, he should know her whereabouts and let her know this is not the right time. I will talk to you and keep your promise of you will talk to her. Don't be leaving her on.
That's another reason why she probably bouncing all over the place. You know, for her standpoint, it probably looks like or coming across as if Rashida is keeping Kirk from seeing his kid. You know what I'm saying?
Because as soon as you found out, he dipped and he's not seeing his kid no more. So
maybe that's why she initially wanted to maybe talk to Rashida.
Yeah, to get a maybe get some understanding why he's not seeing his kid. She called her stalker type. Oh, yeah. Kirk praised Rashida for how she talked to Jasmine. And then they got to today's activities. And this is where we see everybody coming out. Jock and Sean and BK met the animals. And Tokyo and Carly called their exes the animals. Did you have to send your boot size over or did they measure you? Because boots fit different. You know, but you might be a 7 in shoes. But
they bought them before they left.
Yeah, okay. All right. They all had
like, they called their stylist like, so we're going to a zoo ranch and I need to look country western.
So what did you think about Carly?
Their face was beat. So maybe they had 3 buses. Because now you got to carry the makeup artist, the hair people, security.
I peeped how I think Erica Mena, she had her
lips. They had no makeup on at one point.
On the bus, she didn't. But when she got off, she stepped out that house, her lips and her neckerchief, which is a bandana, y'all, just be honest, it matched. And I was like, look at the purple rocking. And I don't know if Rashida's did because she had purple in her hair, but I think she switched the wig up later on. What did you think about Carly being extra with Jock in front of Sean? Giving him a hug. And
she always do that. I feel so bad for Jock. She just be using him.
She do.
And Jock actually low-key seemed like a sweet dude.
He do.
I now that I know that he got all them 50,000 kids and baby mamas, I guess I see how he got that far. Because he just seemed like
he seemed like a
real sweet guy. Yeah.
I was watching that scene, we'll get to it later on, with him and Carly. And I was just thinking, I really hope he does this with his own kids. I would hate for his baby mamas to be like, oh, so you can talk about Carly and her dad, but when such and such grandfather passed away, you didn't ask no. I'm like, please,
nah,
please,
I feel like, because remember, he had a whole team meeting with his whole damn.
All the baby mamas.
They all got along. So he do his part pretty well.
All right, it looked like it. All right, so they all took a hayride over and they met Pistol Pack and Paula. They ate. And after Spice thanked Rashida and Tokyo apologized for not showing up. Yes. Because Tokyo said mishap and Spice said mishap. And we found out why Spice has some.
Spice don't be here for that bitch word.
we gonna get to that. Because I have issues with how Tokyo responded to that. All right. So what happened? We find out why Spice has so much animosity towards Tokyo. Apparently Carly said Tokyo was talking mess about her. And I'm mad that Tokyo didn't keep the same energy. Maybe she really forgot. Because all I think it was the fuck everybody in the situation, but you also called her Paprika. And she never owned up to that part. So these two get into it. And then Tokyo, Spice called Tokyo and Sierra hypocrites or Estelita. I forgot who did that. But anyway, I don't know why Estelita jumped in. Rashida tried to keep the peace. But, you know, Tokyo's naturally aggressive, but then the bitch came out and then Spice acted up and a plague got thrown. Security came in. They took him off to a minivan, which you don't even lock. You know how you, all right, how you have a show like you do and you escort hotheads to the car, but you don't have child locks on?
Yes.
That's just simple. Facts. Just keep the child locks on.
Facts.
These people jump from a moving car, now, albeit the car wasn't moving that fast. But they came out, and women, I'm going to talk to y'all real quick. Do y'all ever worry about if you're getting a boob job? Because you've got naturally big breasts, you're just going to deal with this. But whenever it's come time to scrap, you just like, do I want to get them so big that I got to hold these motherfuckers? Because Spice was holding them. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I do not want a titty to pop out. But look, it's just going to happen.
I was sitting here like, your shirt already open, man. Yes.
She's just buttoned up the shirt because I think she had the flannel on top and like maybe a tank top
she
underneath
was
or something.
Upset to think about that.
Yeah, yeah. So why was Estelita having beef with Sierra? It couldn't be for that last year stuff.
Because she was saying that Estelita pretty much called the Carly. Like, you just messy. You always in the middle of some shit.
Yeah, I forgot that part. Sierra had called Spice and apologized for Tokyo throwing the purse, but then we saw last week that she went and visited Spice, I mean, Tokyo, and said, yeah, she was wrong, blah, blah. So I get why, yo, you playing both sides. But Sierra later on said that she was just trying to calm the situation down and wanted to bring them together. So in the midst of all this, BK, so at one point, guys, for those who haven't watched this episode, Tokyo was on the ground and she was on some, get off me, get off me, get off me, right?
You know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of that moment on Real Housewives when Portia was on the ground because she was so mad at herself for going after Kenya.
Yeah.
I felt like that was, I felt like Tokyo was like in that moment, like mad that she let herself get that mad.
Yeah, I can understand that. What I don't understand is why BK is going over there to try to calm her down. Why is BK getting Estelita face? What?
Yeah, BK needed to have several seats. I was thinking maybe he was trying to help Tokyo because this is Sierra, and maybe he built some type of relationship with Tokio off camera that we don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they was like real life friends. But I don't give a fuck. You ain't never supposed to hop in no woman's face. What did Estelita even do to him?
Nothing. But here's the thing. If you were going to talk to Estelita and try to calm the situation down, the moment she is not reciprocative, why are we going to hoe and bitch next? That's your next card you got to play. Fuck, shut the fuck up, hoe. As if you and Stevie ain't cool. You doing too much. You could be like, all right, shut the fuck up. I'm done with it then. I tried to help. And move on. Then here's the part that bothers me. Why everybody act like this is their first day on the set? Yo, we can't just eat and chill? What's this big Jock? It's like, what are they beefing about? Who cares?
Well, I can understand. Jock, they know what's going on.
I know, but when they say, oh, they beefing over Tobias, and he says, who cares? I think at that part, I was like, Jock, you know. And then I think it was a line where he says, we still doing this or something. Like, he's like, oh, he said, I'm getting tired of this. I think he said that. And I was like, glad that you acknowledge that this show was getting crazy. You got one note and it's just, we got to share a man or share a girl or whatever. And then Carly really tried to play the dad card.
Oh, man. Oh, I was so mad. I'm like, shorty, don't pull that. What I was thinking was going to happen on this bonfire was everybody was going to come to the common denominator that the problem was Carly.
Could you imagine if they kicked Carly out the circle?
Just like, bitch, you just too messy. I mean, Carly is messy.
Yeah.
Like, but you know why Carly messy and she know it. Because
she know it and everybody else know it.
Tokio made a good point. Like, I said what I said, but it was delivered to you wrong. Which it was. Like,
yes,
she did say it in a sense like, fuck her. I don't give a fuck about her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not in a sense like, fuck that bitch. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's on sight like when that, I see her. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the way Cardi delivered. But that's the way Cardi delivered all of her news.
Everything's dramatic.
Everything comes from the left.
And I told her you was with Tobias. And she was like, fuck that bitch, fuck Tobias. And see, you're doing too much.
Everything come wrong, come left when it comes from Cardi. And you gotta know, but you gotta know that's how you're doing it. You gotta know.
Yeah. You know what? I would love for there to be just a minor storyline of nobody tells Carly anything.
Yes. I'm waiting for the season where nobody's fucking with Carly. Because they all be like, you know how Carly is. You know Carly messy. You know Carly gonna do this. I want it to be a point where everybody comes to the realization, like, I don't want to fuck with Carly because she thought all, you know, she's too dramatic.
Yep. Just tell everything. Afterwards, Rashida and Erica try to make some sense of it. Sierra owns up to her part. She's like I said, she said she tried to squash it. Rashida believes that this beef between Spice and Tokio is engulfing everybody. So she says, look, we're going to take a breather. We'll come back tonight. We'll get this shit straightened out. So then after that, you have any thoughts on that scene or not? Before I jump on. All right. Jock and Carly, they do the walk and talk. Jock, you know, he says, you know, what's going on with you? Heard you talked about your dad and why you care. I hate when people do that. You want somebody to care, and when they care, you want to be all that. But look, Jock kept that energy.
You brought it up. Oh, yes. How dare you pull that hard, girl.
Jock says, look, I'm not trying to make it a mushy moment, but I heard, you know, what's going on. So she says her dad and her, the situation hasn't changed. Of course, he's still sick with cancer. He won't move to Atlanta. And since she broke up with Sean, she said this in her, this part in the talking head, she doesn't have anybody to talk to. So she cries on Jock's shoulder. And Jock being Jock, because he had a boiled buffalo egg burrito, whatever he had, he farts. They laugh. That's a shared moment. And then she do something extra. She do something which, if this wasn't Jock, this is a red flag for guys. I think my dad would like you. Oh, so you want me to meet your dad, huh? Okay, all right.
Oh, like, we doing too much. Just bothers my spirit.
But she tried to do a say because she said in her talking there, she said she likes making Jock uncomfortable and making him want her. So maybe that was making him uncomfortable because if your ex says that, you're just like, wait, why would I meet your dad? What under are we getting back together? What's going on?
Right.
All right, then Melissa, Melissa invites Tokyo over for a talk and she wants to be her friend and reach out and see what's going on. She gives us a teddy bear. Where'd she get this teddy bear from? Because they are in the middle of nowhere.
I said the same thing. I was like, is there a souvenir shop at this here ranch?
Yeah. Was this teddy bear for somebody else? And you just blah, blah. Anyway. Tokyo blames Carly for the situation. She says, I didn't say fuck Spice. I said, fuck that situation. And if Carly's going to be messy, stay from around me. She said the reason she threw the purse was the jabs were too much. And she says she's grown from her past, her violent past. And she don't like that Spice or anybody else can bring her back to that. She doesn't mind the fat jokes because she loves herself, but she doesn't want anybody to meet. She's not going to let anybody be mean to her. And when she did get into that fight, she felt like she let little girls who look up to her down.
I felt Tokyo.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, I felt like Tokyo was more mature than Spice.
Yeah, even at the sit down when we were coming up.
When the sit down, yeah. Like, mama, let's squash the air. Tokyo can't even own up to the fact that you was hitting below the belt and you was picking at her. And you mad because she called you bitch, but you didn't call her fat and all types of shit.
That's true. So, Melissa says, yo, would you have a sit down with her? She says, yes, if we could talk like adults. Rashida gets Tokyo and Spice to come before everybody else gets to this bonfire, which just looked like a campfire. It didn't look like a bonfire, whatever. Rashida was brave because she left them on their own. Tokyo explained herself. It wasn't a fuck Spice. It was a fuck everybody in the situation. Again, purse jabs. And then Spice thought Tokyo had said bitch, but she had said butt. So she said, slow down talking. And she's like,
she said bitch too. Yeah. And then that's another thing. How you trying to question how she talks? She said, that's the way I talk. She and Tokyo again brought a good point. I ain't tell you to chill how you talk. You know, good damn, goddamn well, I don't understand your patois. What the fuck?
Yes, yes. But here's the only problem I had with I'm never here for a person who has announced they're going to be the bigger person, because then you're just trying to get points. If Spice would have said, you know what, fine, let's have a great trip without mentioning, well, I'm going to be the bigger person, so if you don't fuck up the trip, I won't fuck up the trip, we good, fine. I mean, that's too much. Don't do all the extra. When Spice doesn't like being called a bitch, I didn't like the fact that Tokyo said, that's just the way I talk, get used to it. Mm-hmm. Only because if a person asks you not to call them that, then don't do that.
Right.
If you don't know me, don't be calling me John. I'm like, no, call me John or Jonathan. No, that's just the way I talk. I do everybody's name. I'm Shell, John, Riri. No, I don't want to be called. That's not my name. So at least respect that. Or say, I'll try. But, you know, just so you know, if I do fuck up, I don't mean anything by it. At least give me that benefit. But anyway, they seem they're going to be okay. And then everybody joins. And Estelita and Sierra start popping off. And I guess
Estelita getting real gully in these streets.
Yeah, without Stevie.
She sat up. She was ready. Like, look, you can get popped again. I'm like, who your friends? Who you been hanging out with?
Yeah, I was thinking too. I was
like,
nervous.
She had some confidence.
Yeah.
Not saying that she wouldn't whoop, because, you know, she's still Spanish now. Let's not get it twisted. But I don't know. It was just something about how she came off, where it seemed like earlier in the season, she come off kind of soft
and timid.
But this time, she was like, I ain't got no makeup on, ho. Let's go. Like, yeah, she just was
you can get popped
here.
Again.
And ponytail on fleek. Like, I don't have no problem.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Sierra says, well, you got the cheap shot in because of security. And Sierra, you don't strike me as a fighter. There's nothing wrong with that. People understand.
Like, oh, my face.
Yeah, because listen, if you're not a fighter, don't get into fights, because you're gonna be fucked up. If you are a fighter, fight. But if you're not, one hit gonna turn you around and you gonna be lost.
I don't fight one because I'm not a fighter, but also I think I just be having way too much anger that I ain't no telling what I'm gonna
that's
do.
That's why I
have to fight you.
That's why I stopped fighting. I used to fight a lot when I was a kid, and I was like, nope, if you push me to that part, I might go too far, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. So
I feel like I excuse a lot of stuff. And then one day I'm gonna meet the right person
at the wrong
time.
And
you gonna get 15 years worth of anger. That's gonna,
yeah, I'm afraid of that because I won't stop. Somebody got to drag me off you.
I remember this is like forever ago. I remember being in eighth grade, and I got into a fight. I think I told you this story, but I got into a fight with this girl, and it was literally like 3 years built up of shit because like I transferred into that school in fifth grade, and she just picked and messed and had comments and jokes. And I always just kind of brushed it off and brushed it off and brushed it off. And then finally on this day that she came, I was just like, I saw red.
Yeah.
Like people had to tell me how that fight went down because I don't even remember how that fight went down. People was like, oh, you was mad. And then you got on top. And then you did. I was like, did I now? So I know that I stay away from fights. Like, I'm gonna be like, let's not do this because I will wind up in jail for real in real life.
Yeah.
And I'll make it in jail. Like, I'm gonna fight them to get in jail, but I ain't gonna be fighting them in jail. Like,
yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to avoid that place at all costs. All right. So next time, we don't know if we get anywhere with Sierra and Estelita, but everybody else rides horses. Kelsey meets Cannon. I don't know how that happened. And then right after they told us that Tommy won't be on the show no more, Tommy right back on the show.
They said she wasn't going to be back on until like she got her shit together. So
here's miss me with the bullshit with. You're not allowed to drink.
Bullshit. Oh my God. What? Say it.
You're not allowed to drink at work.
We're not allowed to drink, but you give us drinks? Get the entire. Maybe that was a rule for her because she has a drinking problem and everybody else can handle it.
And I bet you any kind of money Tommy said that and they probably edited that part out. I said, you guys, we know y'all have drinks on set. Y'all need them to turn up. Mm. Or y'all want them to turn up. I don't know if you need. But yeah, I thought that was crazy. News and rumors. Oh man, we got a lot. We have a lot. We have some interesting things. All right, so Jessica Dime, let's start off with that. I think she had her daughter. Announced birth of her baby girl in an adorable Instagram story. So good for her.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Do I got a round of applause? Here we go. So the reality star quietly shared the news with her followers in her Instagram story, simply showing her newborn daughter rocking in her baby swing with an adorable quip, as if I'm a kid. Watch the adorable quip clip below.
We're together.
I don't know what's going on. All right, so congrats to them. What else we got around here? They already started filming Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I think somebody had a picture of Monice, Tierra, and what is this girl name? I know it's another Brittany. Let me make sure I get this correct. Let's see. Brittany. What is this girl's name? Her name is Love Brittany. So that's going to be fun. We got a Just Brittany.
Nope.
Now we have a Love Brittany, and she is an artist from Detroit. So she, and here's the weird part. So all three of them are sitting at a table in London. When Love and Hip Hop sending people to London. So let's get into what I feel is the big news of this week. Stevie J, now we just told you he settled the child support. He's come to an agreement with Jocelyn Hernandez on their parenting and everything. Why this dude messed it up? Did you catch any of these stories?
So
let's talk about him and I think just Brittany crashing the set on Growing Up Hip Hop. Now we know this comes from Bow Wow. So take that with that grain of salt that you want to. But he says, quote, it's only 3 days of filming and people are already fighting and tearing up the set. Why is VH1 talent walking on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta set unannounced? Mona, get your clients. They're trying to run over here and I'm done handing out checks for 2018. So he goes on to say, it's no secret that all the VH1 talent is reaching out to come over to Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Everyone wants new. This type of shit as a businessman costs money. They fucked Miss Deb's whole function up yesterday fighting as the producer. If you are not Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta talent, please stay off the sets. So they went over there. So Jizz Brittany and Stevie went over there to confront Johnny Blaze, because remember, Johnny Blaze had a lot to say about Stevie J. During the film, Johnny Blaze was performing at the venue, which went sour after seeing the sight of Jizz Brittany. Both women almost got into a fight, and right before Blaze's performance, evidently the two female artists have had a silent ongoing beef and tried to squash the problem during filming, claims Bow Wow Shad Moss. After an Instagram user directed Moss to take shots at Stevie directly, Moss hesitated, noting Stevie is cool. From what I'm hearing, the woman had arms off beef and decided to handle it while we were filming. Unacceptable. But Stevie can't be a part of that. Like, don't be showing up. Why do you? So that's one part. The other part is Stevie J has been. I had one more of the story. Stevie J. The rumor is Stevie J has been fired from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And I thought about this before this news story. This is not a good look for him, because they are actually doing okay. They keep it a story, and you haven't been on here. So Word is they started filming Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the reunion. And he got into a physical altercation with Erica Mena. It says the rumor fight.
I'm sorry, you can't get into a physical altercation. You can get into a verbal altercation.
Yeah, so according to Mena, who made the post about the incident, then deleted it, of course, the former Bad Boy producer used a gay slur towards her son. Y'all know that's going to be edited out. King, and she said something back. She says, quote, he likes to fight females. If you blogs want to blog about anything, blog about the fact that Stevie J is a bitch and he likes to fight girls. Another witness came forward and said Mena slapped him after he insulted her son, and that's when the alleged fight began. The same person also said security had to pull the 46-year-old off the New York native and was then asked to leave the building. Because of this incident, Stevie is reportedly on the brink of getting fired from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. The final call will be made after an investigation.
Yo, what type of stress do this show put on you people?
I'm not throwing my chip. Bro, you know you got some child support you got to pay. You just sit there and let her say whatever she want. If Erica can't hurt your brand, if the womanizing you've done for 7 years hasn't hurt it,
right?
She can say whatever she wants. I should have said that for last. But the other one's kind of big. Tara and Amina Butterfly stop beefing. So... if y'all was waiting for that,
I saw her promoting her.
Yeah, she promoted her album and books and stuff. Yeah, so good. Finally, it looks like neither one of them are with Peter Guns either. So I don't know where that leaves Peter, but that's that. So that's it. You got anything before we wrap this up?
No, sir.
All right, that is the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMeans with the Z Shell.
Remember, this Thursday, Thursday we'll be recording Equal Opposites after a 2-week hiatus. Have a lot of shit went down in 2 weeks. I can't wait to talk about everything. What else? Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, check out our other podcasts. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye. So
let's go. Remix. All I see over here ain't nothing but a lot of honeys looking for a man in. With a lot of money, bottles in their hand and short shirts, honeys trying to show that slope. Lined show up that. Trying to get through the velvet rope. Cause over here when the jams drop, everybody bug. Standing on the couches like this, I club. Got the Bacardi and Cristal mixing too. Yeah. Knowing in the morning I'ma feel the blues. But the jams keep dropping and the drinks keep coming and the girls keep talking to me. I mean, straight popping. Everybody jumping, making it hard for me to leave.
All you gotta do is call me and I'll come running to where the party at. I keep a fat in the back.